This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Russia said Thursday there was little ground for optimism that tensions would ease in Eastern Europe after the United States rejected its demand that Ukraine be banned from NATO membership and that the West pull back its troop deployment and weaponry from countries bordering Russia. The U.S. and its European allies have rejected the key Moscow demand as non-starters. Officials from Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany held talks Wednesday in Paris and agreed to another round of talks in Berlin in the second week of next month. These sides agreed to maintain an official ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, according to the Kremlin's envoy. The U.S. has called for a meeting Monday of the United Nations Security Council on Ukraine. The U.S. and its European allies, fearing an imminent Russian invasion of Ukraine, continue to protest Russia's massing of more than 100,000 troops along the border with its one-time Soviet republic, although Moscow says it has no intention of attacking. North Korea confirmed on Friday that it tested an upgraded long-range cruise missile and the warhead of a tactical guided missile this week. State media KCNA on Friday confirming the test and said leader Kim Jong-un visited a munitions factory producing a major weapon system. Tensions has been simmering over North Korea's weapons tests. In January alone, Pyongyang has conducted six sets of missile tests. The launches have triggered international condemnation and a new push from the United States for sanctions against Pyongyang. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Biden said Thursday that he will keep up his campaign to promise of nominating the first ever black female justice to a lifetime seat on the U.S. Supreme Court, following the retirement of liberal justice Stephen Breyer, who confirmed his departure after 28 years on the bench. Biden said he had not yet made his choice. He said he will announce his nominee before the end of next month and that he will work with congressional leaders and the deeply divided legislature, currently cleaved in half along partisan lines, with Vice President Kamala Harris as a critical tie-breaking vote to see her confirmed promptly. Biden could face time pressure to install a successor before the congressional elections in November. If Republicans retake the Senate, the president will have a much harder time getting his nominee confirmed. Breyer says he will retire after the court stops for summer recess, which usually happens in late June, early July. Xiomara Castro was sworn in as the first female president of Honduras Thursday. The ceremony witnessed by thousands, Castro immediately faces multiple challenges, high unemployment, persistent violence, corruption, and the troubled health care and educational systems, along with pressure from the U.S. to make life better for Hondurans in order to curb their desire to make the long overland trek north through Mexico to try to migrate to the United States. Vice President Kamala Harris, tasked by President Biden to mitigate the root causes of the migration to the U.S. from Central American nations, such as Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, attended the inauguration and met with Castro afterwards. Her office said they discussed the root causes of migration, combating corruption, and expanding economic opportunities. The U.S., looking to gain an ally in the region, has strongly supported Castro. In his first address to the nation since seizing power early this month, Burkina Faso's new military leader said Thursday he was bringing back security and order to the conflict-ridden nation, unite the country, but warned betrayal wouldn't be tolerated. That Lieutenant Henry Damibo, leader of the patriotic movement of safeguarding and restoration, said the junta's priority would be to restore security by renewing the will to fight among its soldiers and by listening to the people to form a path forward. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.